The Women's Convention is a treaty designed to eliminate discrimination against women. 168 countries have ratified the convention, which was signed by President Jimmy Carter in 1980, but the Senate has never ratified the treaty. The president of the Wisconsin chapter of the National Organization for Women, Angela Rose, says the convention has been effective in other countries. Rose says many have enacted anti-discrimination laws and are required to submit an annual report. Rose says the convention would be more effective if the Senate ratified it. The United States is the only industrial nation that has not ratified the convention.
To me, if you think about that, what kind of a message that portrays to other countries, how powerful the U.S. is, and that we don't even care enough about the women in our country to ratify this essential piece of legislation, that I think that that really shows something.
Now and other groups are organizing a campaign for people to call their senators and First Lady Laura Bush on Thursday, Valentine's Day, to urge them to support the convention. Bush has publicly commented on the plight of Afghan women, but has not taken a stand on the convention. Since both of Wisconsin's senators, Russ Feingold and Herb Kohl, back the convention, the groups are urging people to call and thank them. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee is expected to take up the convention in the near future. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.